Hey everyone, Tom Panos here with an absolute legend right here. 70% market share in 2 years. An agent that came into this marketplace from a different market, non-related, and you're going to hear an incredible story on an agent that has been able to build an incredible real estate business whilst at the same time having to overcome both new business setup, in addition to that, having some family adversity. Amit, extraordinary, and thank you for joining me.
You know, Tom, how you say it, like sometimes your best gifts in the life come badly wrapped. Like I was working there for four and a half years, and it came to the point where I was doing 68 sales a year, and I stopped growing just because of the limitation in terms of the profile and everything. I happened to have my firstborn, my child, or my beautiful daughter. Her name is Kiara. She was born 4th of the April. I was that committed to work that, in fact, I was working from hospital while she was born. Happened to be that she has a medical condition she was born with, diagnosed with, which was very rare. And she was in ICU for 5 weeks. She was 5 weeks premature. I was working from hospital. I'll go to work, and I was working still 6 days a week. I come back, finish 8, 9 o'clock on the way, stop by at hospital. I had my beautiful wife supporting me. She used to stay at hospital as well. She's a part-time teacher. She stopped work and looked after the little one. And I used to stop by on the way, and 11, 12 o'clock, we got home. And then next morning, we repeat again. So it was a bit of a tough time we went through, but this was one of my best years as well. And it just happened to be that I thought, you know what? I can't do this for long. My child needs my attention, and I was the only earner. I did not have any other option other than just sink or swim. I did not have any plan B. I just knew one thing for my family. There is no other option other than just succeeding really, really well. So I just thought of starting my own. Happened to be that I'm starting my own. I gave my previous boss a notice that I need to leave. Here is a notice where I had 10 listings. I made 3 sales. I said, I need to go. Here is a notice for 2 weeks, and I want to start my own. He didn't like it because I was selling there the most. He said, if you want to leave, you leave today. So I handed back my phone, my diary, and all the details, and I'm left with nothing. No job. From
scratch, nothing.
Nothing. No job, nothing. From ride, I live in Quakersville, which is 30 kilometers away, and I was like, okay, I need to start working from home. I have a room which is 3 by 2.8 square meter room. I have a small little $110 desk, a chair, and a $35 office work printer.
And a phone.
And a phone. That's what it takes. And I was like, okay, where do I go? Where do I start? And I knew that I can't waste time. I did not have any time to waste. I was big in learning and development. I've been your gym member. I listen to your podcast. I go to $1 million agent podcast in person. I do all the conferences. I've been going to ARIC for the last 6 years and never missed ARIC. This was my life-changing moment. And I thought, you know what? I need to do it. I can't waste time. And happened to be, I got a call from someone who's a good friend of mine. He said, my friend's property is on the market in Schofield, 41 Wildflower Street. Schofield is the address. It's been on the market. I said, why don't you give Amit a chance? It's been on the market for 3 months, not sold. I said, great. I listed it. And interestingly enough, I sold it first week. I sold it first week, and happened to be 2 doors down, there is another property on the market, and it's an overseas owner, and they call me that my property has been on the market for 2 months. How could you sell this one and 1 month's not sold? And they are number 45, which is 2 doors down. I said, no problem. I can take care of them. And I listed it again, sold it first week as well. Interestingly enough, fast forward, I have sold 11 properties, which one of them you auctioned a couple of weeks ago in Wildflower Street.
That's right. That was the 11th you've sold.
11th one.
Right.
11th one I sold.
Yeah. Extraordinary. So realistically, one sale created the next sale.
Correct.
And from there, it just spurred on.
Correct.
In the early stages, when you were door knocking, what would you say?
I did exactly what you teach in real estate, Jim.
Right.
And Jim, and you always tell your gym member as well, I do just listed, just
so.
And that's what pretty much that's been my door knocking.
Right.
Like I listed a property, I sold a property, and that's how I picked up business and I've done more. But I always have sold for really high prices because the boutique agency, what I work with, what I was taught really, really well was buyers qualifying process really well. and acting in a vendor's interest very well, which means I was selling for really high prices. So when I focused on one area, which happened just a couple of years ago, and that's how I picked up the market share, I just made sure that I have sold the prices so high that I started getting calls. Because I started from zero with my name, no brand, no nothing. The only way for me to win was great results.
Okay. So team, as you're watching this here, I hope you're taking some notes down, because you're getting a template, a blueprint, if you like, of going into a new area with no brand name, with no data, and actually launching. And what he's talking about here, Amit is saying that he had to bring something to the table, and it was getting some top dollars on properties to get the attention. And you door knocked this area as well?
Absolutely.
You door knocked this area with the just listed and just solds. I mean, there's only one reason you don't get every listing in your area. Either they didn't call you in, or they've called you in and your listing presentation wasn't good enough. But Amit, you were getting the attention of people. Today, when you're doing 140 deals a year, what are some of the marketing activities that you do with your community and also in real estate to stay relevant and get the attention of people?
So it's given you a test drive of Real Estate Gym. Let me tell you, if you're a subscriber and a member of the gym, you'll be getting videos from our co-coaches all the time. You'll be getting mentors, you'll be getting scripts, you'll be getting dialogues, you'll be getting templates, and most importantly, My Prospector, your personal accountability system to make more calls, get more appointments, get more listings. From around $10 per week, realestategym.com.au, your personal coach.